You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I dug up one of our shows from, let me get the date on this. It was August of 2007.
Okay.
So it was 15 years ago, almost exactly. It was like a week earlier, but 15 years ago this month, we did a segment on the show where we gave people five categories in a relationship, five elements, traits, if you will. And we wanted people to rank them in order of importance. So we're going to do this again. Well, we're going to do this on this show every 15 years.
Right. So this will be fun to see where we've landed, how we've changed.
In 2037, we will come back and do this again.
Okay.
What I found interesting when I dug up the results is that two things. I think these will change over time because I think people morph with what's important to them. But I found it funny that my number one was your number five. Oh. And your number one was my number five.
Oh, totally flip-flopped, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
With a little hodgepodge.
I like that you
still
have our answers, so we can.
I keep everything.
We
on
can
these
review.
Shows. I hold on to everything on the shows. I could tell you what a mind bender and answer was back in 1996.
Look at that.
Okay, so here we go. You have to rank these in order of importance. Can I throw out a disclaimer,
please,
before we get into this? Because this is for phone calls and text messages both. What we don't want is we don't want you to do this in a way that you're basing it on how it will make you look. That's
sure,
that's
you
got to
be 100% honest.
Honest.
Honesty.
And honesty is one of the things on here, coincidentally. But it's not, you don't want to say the answers that will make you seem noble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to say the answers that make you seem real.
All right. You are, yes. Okay.
Okay, here come the five things. You have to put these in
order. Give it to me, baby.
Sense of humor.
Humor. Got it.
Looks.
Oh, yeah.
Honesty.
Okay.
Kindness.
Oh.
And intelligence.
Smarts.
Sense of humor. Looks. Honesty, kindness, intelligence. How are you going to rank those from most important to least important? Now, you can say that all five of them are important.
They
that's
all are.
Fine.
Of course they are.
They're important, and you want them. And that's why I feel kind of bad putting some of these, you know, in fifth place. But something's got to be
in
fifth
place. I mean, top
five
is still good. I mean, if somebody comes to the table with all five of these, score, you know?
Right. But if you had to, like, you only get to keep three of them, then you know that these last two are out the window.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Oh, man, this is
hard. So one more time. You're going to make a note of this and then call us up or text us. Sense of humor, looks, honesty, kindness, intelligence.
Okay.
How are you going to rank these? You must rank these in order of importance in a relationship.
I'm playing Baby Got Back for all those people that put looks first.
Very few so far. Sense of humor, looks, honesty, kindness, intelligence. Sense of humor, looks, honesty, kindness, intelligence. You have to rank those in order. So far, rough calculation as I look at all the texts coming in, at least 80% of people are putting looks last. And so, therefore, allow me to stand up and call BS.
Yeah, that's a bunch of lies. It's lies.
I don't think people are putting honesty at number one and looks last.
No,
and
you're lying. I'm going to
accuse people of not being honest. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
If you're going to insist that looks are last, it's what I tried to stop the disclaimer at the beginning. Say, don't say what makes you sound noble and good.
Oh, Ruth just texted.
You would not have
Ruth
agreed to go out with your SO if they had been hideous.
Right. Ruth did put looks first, so one for Ruth.
Thank you,
thanks, Ruth.
I didn't put looks first, by the way.
No, I didn't either.
I'm not saying it needs to be number one.
It's in the top three.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's like got to be number one. I just think that And I'm also
We've got eyes. I mean,
I'm also not saying that there's not some people out there where that would be number five. But 80%?
No,
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
I don't believe it.
You want a little arm candy. Let's just be honest.
We got a whole lot of variety, but honesty, number one, looks number five, seems to be like the number one way people are going.
That's funny. My honesty was last.
Same here.
Yeah.
But 15 years
ago. Lie to me, baby.
15 years ago, you had honesty number one.
No, I didn't. Really?
Dude, I got the list right here. I wrote them down.
We were, at that point, married for 1 year. So, yeah, I probably would have been like, you need to be honest with me. You know, we're freshly married.
Number, it was your number one 15 years ago.
Now I'm like, tell me I look good in these skinny jeans.
It was my number five.
Okay, so it's my five this year. Here, let me roll down mine. If I were to suddenly become single... humor, number one, because I'm a snarky arse sometimes, and I want somebody that can fire back and have the same sense of humor. Number two, intelligent. I think those two tend to go hand in hand. Humor and then intelligence. If you're cracking jokes, I want smart jokes. And if I ask your opinion on something, I want some, you know, some intelligence behind your opinion. And then three is where you get that ass, Dom. It's looks. That's where looks falls on mine. Third, and then kindness and honesty. So humor, intelligence, looks, kindness, honesty. Still okay. Top five. Like, you feel so bad about putting in number four and number five, but it's still like a solid top five list of somebody you're looking for.
See, we've once again, because I waited until I put down mine for this year before I looked at the results from 2007. But my number ones are the same. From 15 years ago to today, and my number fives are the same. I just flip-flopped a few in the middle.
Okay.
Kindness is still my number one. And I think it's because I've lived enough of a life with people who are not kind.
Yeah.
That it's like an overarching type of trait.
Sure.
That covers a lot of things. To find somebody who at their soul, at their core, is a kind person.
Mm-hmm.
Makes your life better.
Okay, so you put kindness.
I put kindness number one, and that's your number four.
It is, yeah.
Sense of humor number two, because you have to laugh. I put
that's
looks
right.
at number three, because you always want to be... We are animals.
Yes.
And we want to be attracted to our mates. And I'm sorry that I
that's
have to break
the news. That's just the law of the land.
That we are animals, but we're
we
animals.
We are. You're physically attracted to people. Come on.
And I went intelligence number four... which was your number two, and I went honesty number five.
There you go.
I'm not saying honesty is not important, but those others to me are more important. Because here's another way I look at it. As displayed in the results through texting, people by their nature are dishonest. So I'm not going to get people to change their nature. People are dishonest about things. As long as you're not dishonest about the most important
the big
stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm not having an affair. But like, if you've been together with somebody a long time, you just kind of learn the social lubricant, the relationship lubricants of not being 100% honest all the time, even if it's just little things. You know, no, I didn't go to the fast food place. I mean, you just don't want to start arguments and stuff, so you just tend to, you know, try to keep an even line throughout your relationship. I think my wife probably lies to me a lot.
I'm sure she does. I know she
does. I'm sure she does.
Kim put looks number one.
Hey, there you go, Kim.
Kindness number two. Zach put looks number three. Humor number one.
Humor one.
Angela is going with a kindness number one. She's in the Dom camp.
It's a hot Angela. Looks should be number one, though.
Jennifer is going honesty number one and looks number five. I mean, that's like you said, that's, and she does admit that these change over time, but
who is
I'm
that?
Guessing that's Jennifer.
Jennifer.
From
okay.
Highlands
I'm reading it
Ranch.
Right now. Yeah. She says it changes.
So my guess is that what she's saying is that when she was in her 20s, the looks was probably higher up the list.
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of the funny thing. If we are being honest and you have this entire list of things you're looking for, but you're out and about and you see a super duper hottie, all of a sudden that goes right to the top of the list and everything else gets pushed to the side. And you're like, I'm going after that guy or girl.
It generally, with some exceptions, it generally is what initially attracts us to somebody.
It turns
and
your
then
head.
We find, And then we find all the other things that we like, right? And let's face it, looks does not necessarily have to mean hottie.
It well, whatever means, appeals to you, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Looks.
Whatever's a hottie to you.
Looks can be something that is attractive to you.
Yep.
Without necessarily being, oh my God, drop dead, gorgeous 10. It's just looks. You notice we didn't put on the list super hot, you know, 9.9. It's just looks. Nicole says, it's interesting. I'm doing some online dating now, and I'll be honest, I'm judging people initially by their looks.
It's the whole swipe left, swipe right, you know?
But you don't need to feel bad about that because you are an animal. You're part of the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Right? She says, in my past, I've dated people who at first I didn't think were that physically attractive, but once I got to know their personality, I found them much more attractive.
There you go.
I see that.
So if you're ugly, there's hope.
Okay, and then we've got, they didn't put a name on here, I don't think. Let me scroll all the way back. You guys put your names on here so we know what to call it. You need empathy on the relationship list. Yeah, well, there's about 1,000 other things we could have put on the list, but it becomes unwieldy after
right,
a while.
Right, then it's a list of 10, and then who cares?
Yeah, and people can't remember in order to juggle them. And when you get 10, what's the difference between 7 and 8?
Yeah, we can add anything. Good credit score, great driver, you know, good with kids.
Yeah, so we had to narrow it down. I'll tell you that 15 years ago, we had a sixth thing on here.
What was it?
And I called it out of the list because I thought six was too many to juggle.
What was it?
The sixth one 15 years ago was ambition.
Okay.
What do you think of that? Ambition was number 4 for you last time, and it was my very bottom. It was my number 6.
You don't care.
But when I got written, no, I don't...
Lay on the couch.
No, it's important, but is it going to be one of the top 5 things?
Probably
that I need
not.
Somebody to be ambitious?
Probably not. Nope.
But I can see how for some people...
Depends on what age you're at, though, too, you know?
Agreed. And some people have been in a relationship where the other person had no ambition, and it ended up being the end of the relationship. I get it. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that's not what attracted you to them in the first place was any kind of ambition.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are different. People are different. The text messages are blowing up right now.
A lot of humor at the top of the list. I'm liking that. That's good.
Karen says, I can handle a dude that's a little rude, dishonest, and dumb if he's a dreamboat that can make me laugh.
See, there you go, Karen. Perfect.
She put honesty last also.
Uh-huh. Dreamboat.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Thank you, Karen. You funny.
Morgan's going sense of humor first, intelligence second. Putting looks and kindness down at the bottom. Oh boy, that's funny. Yeah. Hey, thank you for playing along. Let's post this on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we
do you
can
want
do
me
that.
To do it or
yeah,
you
yeah.
want to do it?
You do it. You have the list in front of you.
All right, I'm going to... Well, it's only 5 things.
Yeah, you
do
it.
Got it in front of you now, too.
I've posted enough this morning. You do it.
I'll post it on our Facebook page just so you can take a look at them. And maybe it might be some sort of chatter that you can do with your coworkers today.
Yeah.
Or even your significant
your
other.
Your lover, I mean, yeah.
This is the kind of interesting thing to give the 5 to your lover.
Yes.
Let them rank them without seeing what you put first.
Then intelligence is at the bottom. You're like, hey, screw you.
That's right.
This is going to cause some fights today. I like it.
It could. But I think it's kind of interesting for couples to do this together. It's almost like the love language thing in a way.
If you're going to be, I mean, can they be honest? So are you going to put looks at the bottom when you're doing this with somebody that you're currently with?
Oh, you know, that's
what
a great
What are you saying?
Point. That's a great point.
Well, you're not the same as you used to be.
You're not as funny as you think you are, yeah. And you're not as attractive.
And you're not
as
that kind.